Good morning, everyone. This morning is the 17th of January, 2019, Thursday morning. And we're getting closer to the end of the week. We're reading this morning from the Daily Light, a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible. January the 17th. Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. Isaiah 38:17. God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Good morning, Francis Chaka. Who is a God like unto thee that parteth iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. I waited patiently for the Lord. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Psalm 30, verse 2, John 2, 7, and Psalm 40, 1 and 2. Well, have you ever been in a situation where you were having to be outside after it rained a long time and it was real muddy? I live in Arkansas and there's a lot of clay down here, red clay. And when it gets really, really wet, there's a lot of slipping and sliding going on. Well, that's what the psalmist refers to as a miry clay, a horrible pit. We are born and conceived in sin, and we have no hope apart from deliverance of our Redeemer and our Savior. There's no hope at all that we would be delivered out of this horrible pit. But with Christ, we have hope. With Christ, there's hope. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life amid all this strife. When evil is so prevalent, you could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank you enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation instead. Christ is the master of the sea. Christ awed the disciples when on the boat they saw the wind and tempest tossing and the raging of the sea. Then Christ said, "Peace be still," and it became calm as could be. "Who is this," they said, "that even the wind and sea obey him? The creator of the universe who had come to earth as man." Yes, he was fully God, yet he was fully man. And he still holds the wind and sea in the palm of his almighty hand. That's our hope. That's where we rest, in the master of the sea. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill. Good morning, Nina G. Mariano. All that his Father required, Christ said, peace be still. Well, you know, have you ever met someone who was kind of living in a false sense of reality? They're the kind of person that probably really is into PMA. What's PMA? Positive mental attitude. Thinking they can control what happens in their life by affirming things that are really not reality at all. I've entitled this, Everything's Not Coming Up Roses. Some people have a distorted view of the world. Everything's coming up roses. They're in the Optimist Club. They deny sin and evil and the fall of man and concoct a false reality, and it is, and in deception exalt Satan. Even when the roses come up, they are still full of thorns. Such is life in this world of sin. Christ suffered grievously and was the Rose of Sharon. The Word of God tells us that if we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution. So if you think everything's coming up roses, you may not have been a recipient of salvation. Let's stay in reality. Let's not pretend some things are not as they are, because Christ says that they are. It's good to have a good attitude. It's good to exalt Christ and what he's done, but it's also good to stay in reality and realize that we're living in a fallen world. But God does give us the beauty of his world to kind of ease the suffering and pain that we have to go through. Higher than the mountains. I live in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, where God's beauty is displayed. In all its finest majesty, God's colors are arrayed. David says, I look unto the hills for my strength. It comes from God. He's higher than the mountains, but he created them to show us a picture of the Godhead. Through his creation, we can see him. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You know, it's good to know that in the end, for all of God's people, grace will abound. Grace is now abounding for his people. But in the end, it's going to even more abound. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what he has done Where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations. Against us, this will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. Well, have you ever asked yourself the question, why am I here? Why am I here? Why was I even born? I know coming up, I ask myself that question a lot. Why am I here? What's the purpose behind all this? Have you ever thought about why you're here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? And the present life you've grown to hate? There is an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to some, they think it absurd. They might say, this would never work for me, to see what God should say in light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future control. Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to as I get older, maybe you have experienced this. I've experienced this in my own life. As I get older, my body begins to wear out. And good morning, Paul, Nehemiah, Sally. Hello. And so when you experience a great deal of physical pain, you want to do something to get some respite from that pain, don't you? And, you know, daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest. When this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. Good morning, Ramos Naguli. Praise the Lord. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I'm sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with him who gave himself a ransom and died for his people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will be all wiped away, never again the last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within his arms. Daily trials are now over. I now can see his charms. Well, this morning, I want to encourage everyone to look to Christ, who is our only hope. He's our only joy, he's our only salvation, he's our only lasting peace. Whatever we are going through in our life, realize that the wonder of grace is beyond our description. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace. It's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? This wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. I have often thought about how that the little things in life are sometimes the most important things. We put a big emphasis on the wrong things. Thank God for the little things, like the cool breeze on your face, the smell of hamburgers on the grill, hot chocolate until you get your fill. Thank God for the little things like a glass of iced tea when it's hot, the golden leaves in the fall, asleep outside on your camper's cot. Thank God for the little things, a ride on a country road, a deer drinking from a creek. The best things in life are free. The little things are what really. God has given us the little things to remind us of his power and majesty in all of the little things. Well, whatever we do all to the glory of God. Whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas, we are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure. But God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're the one of God's sheep, he wants you to know that he will never leave you or forsake you, regardless where you are or what task you're doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of his eternal love, having been given to him by his Father from the throne up from up above. Well, the last one I want to read today before we go about our Thursday is this poem that I've entitled, I'm a Sinner Saved by Grace. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show, when I deserved to be cast in hell, there too forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity, for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. God be with you this morning in a special way. is my prayer.